What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. And I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Will They Come Back? Will the Narcissist or Toxic Person in Your Life Come Back? That's a good question. Hoovering. I mean, one where if the narcissist comes back or tries to suck you back into a relationship, it's called hoovering. When a narcissist tries to suck you back into a relationship, that's called hoovering. The hoovers come through and try to suck you back into a relationship. So, will they come back? Maybe, maybe not. It just really depends. So, some narcissists, not all narcissists, try to come back, y'all. Not all of them will. Some of them, once they're done, they are done. Once you are done with them and you discard them, sometimes once you discard them and they don't think they can get you back, they might not ever come back. If they feel like the door is shut, they might not ever try to come back. But sometimes, a lot of times, that narcissistic person will try to come back. You know, one of the main terms that I hear when I'm talking to people that have dealt with narcissists, you know, I do my Zoom calls and things like that. One of the main things that I hear is we were on and off. The relationship was on and off for a certain period of time, whatever period of time it is. And I always ask, like, why is it on and off? Why do y'all keep getting back together? It's like, well, I'll break up with them and then they'll come back in my life and they'll hoover me back in. They'll suck me back in. They'll say everything that I want them to say. They'll do everything I want them to do. And this, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. And I tell them, I was like, yeah, if you let them come back, they will absolutely come back. Sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. Let's just keep it real. Sometimes if you're dealing with a narcissistic person or a toxic person, you have to absolutely force that person to leave you alone. Because if you don't, like, sometimes, because they won't leave you alone. Sometimes they think you belong to them. They claim ownership over you and things like that. So they think that you belong to them. So they claim ownership of you. So they won't leave you alone. They will keep coming back into your life because they feel like they have the ability to do that. Like I said, they feel like you belong to them and things like that. So you have to shut the door, y'all. I just feel like if they come back or whether they come back or not is really, really up to you. Because that narcissistic person, they might not ever leave you alone, y'all. I've heard stories where people, where narcissistic people, toxic people have been hunting people down for years. They'll take their time and wait years to try to come back into your life, years to try to hoover you back in, years to try to come ruin your new relationship or whatever. Sometimes they won't let y'all. Sometimes you have to force these type of people to leave you alone. You might have to call the police. You might have to, you know, get a restraining order. You might have to do whatever it takes. I know what y'all gonna say, the police don't help, Lee. You have to protect yourself. Keep calling them. Or like I said, they won't leave you alone. Some narcissistic people will absolutely come back. Just in my own life, I've went back to the people I thought that I could go. I thought that I can go back to. I've went back to the people who were, we didn't end on terrible terms. We ended on, it might have been bad terms, but it wasn't terrible terms. Like terrible, unforgivable stuff. You know what I mean? I've went back to people like that. I've tried to get back into people's lives like that, where the dynamic didn't end terribly or whatever. You know, I felt like the door was still open. They might still talk to me. Like I would reach out to them after a certain period of time and they would respond to me. Like, y'all, if you don't, sometimes you don't respond or you block this person, you cut this person off, they might leave you alone. It's not a 100% guaranteed way to get somebody to leave you alone, but not responding to them and blocking them is one of the main ways to get this to happen, for them to get the point. Because if you keep responding to them, they're going to think that the door is still open, especially if you have kids. If you have kids, y'all, it's a lot harder when you have kids to get somebody to get that narcissistic person, that toxic person to leave you be, because they feel like the kids are forever like keys to your life. They feel like the kids provide access to your life. So if you have kids with them, they're going to feel super entitled to come back in and out of your life whenever they feel like they want to. Whenever they want to, they're going to come in and out of your life. You have to stop them from coming in, y'all. It's up to you. A lot of people asking me when is the final discard from a narcissist or a toxic person. I tell them it's up to you. It's up to you. It falls into your hands. It falls into your lap. It has to be up to you, because that narcissistic person, that toxic person, might not ever leave you alone, y'all. They claim ownership on you. And if what you allow is what will continue. If you allow this person to keep coming in and out of your life, keep treating you horribly and leave you, and they come back, treat you horribly, leave you, come back, treat you horribly, leave you, they're going to keep doing it, y'all. Let's keep it real. They're absolutely 100% going to keep doing that type of stuff because they feel like they feel like they can. What if you keep allowing them back into your life, they're going to keep coming back into your life. Why won't they leave me alone? Because the first five times that y'all have broken up and they come back and giving you flowers or some BS like that or some dry ass apology, you've allowed them back into your life. Why won't they leave me be? You have to force them to leave you alone. Sometimes you have to call the police. Hard stops. Move. Change your phone number. Do what you need to do. Because of course, use discretion, because some of these people are actually crazy as hell and will harm you. You know what I mean? The more, like, this is what I tell people, and this is not me being victim blaming. Y'all know I don't do that. The more you go back and forth with somebody, the more you go back and forth, the more toxic the relationship becomes, y'all. This is my own personal perspective. I feel like the more you go back and forth with somebody, the more you break up and go, the good times, the bad times, the more you get, the more y'all ride this roller coaster together, the more toxic the relationship becomes, and the more ownership that narcissistic person or toxic person claims on you. And they will harm you. The longer you stay in a toxic ass situation, the more, you know, rights they claim of you, and the more they feel like they can hurt you. So stop playing, y'all. I'm just saying, stop going back and forth with these people. I know the trauma bond exists, but you have to find a way to break the trauma bond, or they're going to break you. What you allow is what will continue. Why do they keep treating me so badly when they tell me, they keep coming back telling me what I want to hear? Of course, they're going to tell you what you want to hear, because you tell them what you want to hear, and they just repeat it to you. They just repeat it to you like a narcissistic parrot. All right. I'm repeating it to you. Ark, if this is what you want to need, ark, this is what you want to hear. Ark, they're just not like little parrots. They're going to repeat what you tell them to repeat. They just mirror you to get what they want from you. Why won't they treat me good? They keep treating everybody else so much better than me. Why do you keep taking them back and accepting this terrible ass behavior? You have to empower yourself, because what you allow is what will continue. I tell this to people all the time. The abuse is on them. They are abusive people. You may, a lot of them are abusive people, but the healing is on you. You can't heal going back and forth to the same person over and over again. Yes, I understand the dynamic where it takes a survivor, victim, whatever, an average of seven times to leave for good. Y'all got to get the average down, get the numbers down. You don't want to go back and forth 18 times with somebody. You don't want to. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance, y'all. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. So will they come back? Yeah, if they feel like the door is still open, they will come back. They will try to walk through it. If you close the door, they'll try to go through a window. If you close the window, they'll go through the crawl space. If you seal off the crawl space, they'll go to the attic and try to go down the chimney like damn Santa Claus or something like that. It's up to you. So will they if they see a light, they will come. They will go towards the light, like little moths, like moths, M-O-T-H-S, moths. They'll fly right to the light. Shut the lights off, y'all. So empower yourself. Set your damn boundaries and stick to your damn boundaries, or they're going to continuously run over top of you, over and over again. So will they come back? Yes, they will. A lot of them will come back. Not all of them will, you know. But prepare. Don't wait around. Not all narcissistic people hoover you back in. Not all of them will try to get you back. Sometimes y'all know the reverse hoover exists as well, where they will leave you alone completely, and then you end up hoovering yourself back into a relationship. You end up being the one that sucks yourself back into a relationship dynamic with this person because you miss them. You haven't heard from them anymore. That's my tactic. I will leave you alone completely. I'll leave you alone and make you feel like you're replaceable, and never talk to you again. And a lot of times, I know what people are going to say, well, that works out for everybody. It does typically, but you want to know that you mattered. I didn't even try to fight for you. So you reach out to me and then you lose. So will they come back? If you're still in communication with them, yes, they will come back and try to ruin your life. They will come back and try to waste your time. They will come back and harm you. They will come back and trauma bond, make the trauma bond even harder to break. Yes, they will come back if you allow them to. So you have to empower yourself, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I cut this video short, y'all. Don't feel good today. Like I said, I've been, you know, under the weather this last week. But still been getting it. So like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.